What it is, what it do, Cyber World. It is your girl, the one, the only, Ash Said It. AshSaidIt.com, AshSaidIt.com. Welcome to the Ash Said It Daily Podcast Show. I appreciate you guys for all of your love and support. Over 1,600 episodes. Wow, that's a mouthful. And over 500,000 streams. None of this would be possible without you guys. There's no way that I could do this alone. So I thank you all so, so very much for all the love, all the support, the shares, the cares. It makes a huge difference. And we can continue to push forward and touch as many lives as we can. Today, I am joined by a wonderful authoress. This is an award-winning authoress of 15-plus books, the wonderful Jeanette Hurd. Hey, Jeanette.
Hey, Ash. That was such a wonderful introduction and a hard one to live up to.
Whatever. You are wonderful. We love it. We love it. So, Jeanette, let everyone know, what part of the country are you holding down today?
I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I live 4 blocks from Lake Michigan.
Oh, wow.
And it is really frigid today. It is like 8 degrees out, and I don't even want to think about what the wind chill factor is.
Oh, goodness. I can't say it, Jeanette. I'm sorry. I do not envy you right now. I don't. hugs and kisses from Atlanta. We send all kind of warm hugs and kisses to you guys. We're sending those vibrations that way.
I'm very jealous of you right now. Very, very jealous.
But I mean, we're getting some chilly weather, but nothing in comparison to what you're dealing with. So I tip my hat to you. You are a true soldier. all right. So Jeanette, when did you fall in love with the kitchen, like cooking and stuff?
I fell in love when I was 7 years old. And my mom, I used to create what was called Doggy Delights, which basically meant my mom let me cook canned dog food on the stove, and I would add things like spices to it. And if you've ever smelled canned dog food cooking on the stove, it does not smell good at all. But my mom was very tolerant. And actually, testing on the dog was a good place to start because it didn't matter what I made. She would eat it up and love it, and I felt like I was a 3-star Michelin chef. Not that I knew what that was at that time, but I always had an interest in food and in cooking. And then when I was in high school, I got interested in writing on my high school newspaper, and I actually started out my career as a police reporter in Chicago. But there's a culinary angle there, because every night at 5 a.m. or morning, I would go to the Chicago morgue to pick up the list of the people who had passed away the previous day. That was part of my job.
Right.
And my boss had suggested to me to bring donuts because then they'd become better sources for me. Well, I used to make them turtle brownies. And and I took that when I moved to Milwaukee in my second job out of college. And what I didn't realize is I liked, news was fun, but what I really liked was writing about food and learning how to cook and interviewing chefs and bartenders and then distillers and winemakers. And that's kind of how I got started, and I've continued.
Okay, cool. So let's talk a little bit. We were talking offline about Aldi and the Aldi angle. So when did you discover Aldi?
Well, I grew up as an Aldi kid. The very first Aldi in the United States opened, I think, sometime in 1977 in Iowa. And I'm pretty sure sometime within a few years it opened up. The next couple stores expanded in the Midwest, and I grew up in the Chicago suburbs.
Right.
And my mom used to go to Aldi, and it was kind of a contrast because she would go to the food co-op where she'd get her whole wheat bread and her white cheddar and wheat germ, and then we'd go to Aldi. So I grew up going to Aldi, and in my second job out of college, it was a part-time job as a police reporter in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And I purposely shopped at Aldi because I was like, you can't go to Pick and Save. Mm-mm. And it cost you a dollar something for a can of tomato paste that costs 27 cents. Mm. And I think now at Aldi, that same Happy Farms can of tomato paste costs 33 cents. So a 5 cent increase, 6 cents increase, it's nothing. It's, I mean, that is seriously, and tomato paste is tomato paste. You don't need name brand tomato paste for your spaghetti sauce.
No, you don't. Wow. Wow. That is phenomenal. As we were speaking earlier, like, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and here in Georgia, I think I want to say that the first Aldi where I was living came about maybe a decade ago, maybe about 10, 11 years or so. And so I'm kind of new to Aldi, but I remember going like with my mom and us like checking out this place and we're like, oh my gosh, like this is like quality food. And it's like not nearly as expensive as if I went to, you know, one of these national retailers that are just, you know, just really trying to get in our pockets. And I think...
No, and
yeah,
they have been sustainable before it was sustainable because, you know, the goods are taken right out there on the shelf in boxes. Mm. And they never... you have to buy shopping bags if you want them. Yeah. Otherwise, you bring your own. And I have enough shopping bags in my car. But one of the best systems I heard somebody said is what she does is she takes a laundry basket and puts it in her car and loads things up. So then when it takes out, gets loaded, and she's ready to go. And I thought that was really smart.
Yeah, that is smart. Oh, I didn't think about that. That's really good. So what was the major inspiration behind creating the unofficial Aldi cookbook?
Well, I had just finished up writing my cauliflower comfort cookbook for Ulysses Press, mm-hmm. and I was thinking about, well, what do I want to do next? Mm-hmm. And I had already, after that, my next book was Wisconsin Cocktails, but I had already written that book, mm-hmm. and I was thinking, well, what do I want to do? And I had been thinking, well, maybe salads, what's the next trendy sort of food? And one thing I realized is that my publisher, Ulysses Press, had done a series of books on Trader Joe's cookbooks. And I realized, well, Trader Joe's and Aldi are kind of owned by the same parent company. So I thought, well, what about an Aldi cookbook? So I emailed my agent, and she presented it to my editors, and they weren't quite sure. They're based in Brooklyn, and they were like, well, let's test a couple of recipes and see if they're popular. So they hired me to write two recipes, which I did, and they test marketed, and less than a month later, they said, yes, let's do this Aldi cookbook. And it's funny because my editors have said they are just, because there aren't any, I don't believe there are any Aldi grocery stores within New York City proper, but there are some, of course, in New York State and New Jersey, but they weren't quite sure. Is this really popular? And yes, Aldi nerds, because that's what we call ourselves, love Aldi. And it's now, there are some debate, and people will go, if you'll go on, there are like half a dozen to a dozen different Aldi groups on Facebook and on other social media sites. And some people will say, oh, I don't like this dessert hummus, or oh, I love it. And some people will also say, well, I can't get everything. But you can get almost everything there.
You can.
And every single recipe in my book includes just Aldi recipes. Now, there are some suggestions like my sangria does taste better if you add some brandy or some orange liqueur, but Aldi doesn't sell that. Mm-hmm. But you can still make the sangria without it, and it still tastes quite delicious.
Yes, and I will say, while they may not have those, Aldi has a lot of alternatives. People sleep on Aldi. Aldi has a really good Irish cream. I make my bread pudding with it. Oh, my gosh. That Bailey's Irish cream. That Irish cream.
Did you see what they offered at the beginning of the year? Now, it's sold out in some stores. It was the 12 days of Irish creams, like 12 different Irish cream liqueurs in little bottles.
No, I didn't see that. They didn't. Yeah. See, I got gypped. I got gypped. They didn't have it in our store. They gypped us.
Well, depending on your store, they sell around. Like in Milwaukee, I can tell you, if you go to some of the richer, all these in the richer communities, the things like the Aldi wine advent calendar will sell out within a day. Mm. But if you go to some of the other ones in some slightly less affluent areas, you can find them. Yeah. And people will post on boards. This has, like, right now, what's trending is this little, this white little dresser drawer side table thing. And people are going crazy for it. See, and it's cute. It's really cute.
It sounds cute. See, I'm going to find all this. See, I got to hit you up, Jeanette, about all these, like, these little hidden gems from Aldi, because I don't know. Like I said, I think just because of the different markets and different areas, you know, each store obviously independently owned, they get to kind of choose and pick, you know, what type of items and stuff. But I need to come out to the Midwest and go to Aldi up there.
I think you probably should. I could take you to my three or four favorite Aldis, which I will say are all based on the radius they are to where my son practices gymnastics.
Oh, wow.
So
that is hilarious. But last but certainly not least, what do you want audiences to get from this project?
Well, there are probably three things. One, if you haven't been to Aldi in years, you probably should check it out because it's not the store it was 10 or 20 or 30 years ago. It is the modern stores, the remodeled ones. They're usually very bright. It's no longer these sad produce, you know, a couple of wilted iceberg lettuce heads. The produce is great. Their meats are very good. I love their organic grass-fed brown beef. My son adores it. And I love their fresh seafood. They have some of the best, most sustainable seafood around. Mm. And then there are specials. Like right now, it's Valentine's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. They have lobster tails. They have they have rack of lamb. They have tenderloin and filet mignon. So definitely, and also recognize that while the core things like, you know, 33-cent tomato paste is always going to be there, and the produce and the meat and a lot of the general items are probably going to be the same, like the wine, and you mentioned the Irish cream, which is delicious. There are going to be some things that change. Like, they do have gluten-free products, but during 1 month of the year, they have extra special gluten-free products and extra ones there.
Gotcha.
So what people often do is they stock up when they come in. Mm. And you can see it by reading the label. If it says, here today, gone tomorrow, that's a temporary item. Yeah. Like the seafood, the seaweed chips that I got my son, he loves them. And they were a lot cheaper than the food co-op down the street from my house.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a dollar per thing, it's a dollar for three of them, three packages. So that's probably the first thing. The second thing is, in terms of my book, it's a love letter to Aldi and to everybody who loves shopping and cooking with Aldi food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's approachable. Which means, number one, everything you can get at Aldi. And if not, there are some suggestions. Like, for example, there's one recipe that calls, it's one of my sister's dessert recipes, and she prefers using the marshmallow fluff, but that's only a seasonal item at Aldi.
Mm.
So I include instructions for using regular marshmallows.
Gotcha.
So that's the second thing. And the third one is to just try it. It's a fun store. And you can eat healthy, and you can eat well, and you can still stay on a budget and cook some absolutely amazing foods.
I love it. Jeanette, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me, Ash. And definitely, when the world opens up, you've got to come up to visit me in Milwaukee.
Absolutely. I've never been. That's definitely on one of my list of places to go, is to really go and travel the U.S. a little bit more. I've spent the last 2 years in travel mode as a flight attendant, But now since, you know, I got furloughed and, you know, we're kind of winding things down, I'm kind of taking it easy. But no, I've always wanted to go to Wisconsin. That's definitely on my
Well, you definitely should come, and I would recommend not coming in February, but coming more in July or August when it's gorgeous and the lakefront glistens. Yeah. And we have, in a normal year, Summerfest and Irish Fest and all these other festivals. They're some of, like, Summerfest and Irish Fest are the world's biggest music festival and the world's biggest Irish festival.
Gotcha, yeah. And so I'm hoping that,
weekend there's usually something.
Yes, I'm hoping, you know, towards the end of the year we can start to get back to some festivals and some adventures and some, you know, some outdoorsy stuff. So, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. We'll hope for that. And I wanted to say also it's O'Donnell's. It's O'Donnell's Irish Cream. I want to give them a shout because
yeah.
I like theirs over Bailey's any day. I love it. It's just, it's very smooth. It bakes really well if you're doing like a bread pudding.
Yeah.
I love putting it in holiday bread pudding. It just kind of brings an extra something.
It tastes really good if you add it to make a fruit dip. Like you can use non-fat or low-fat yogurt,
yeah.
Mix a little bit of that in with some vanilla and a little bit of powdered sugar.
Oh, my God.
And
good.
You've got something that's heavenly.
That is amazing. Jeanette, thank you again. Let everyone know the best way to get in contact with you to get the book and also to follow you on social media.
Yes, on social media, it's at by Jeanette Hurt on Twitter and Instagram. I have a Jeanette Hurt author page on Facebook. And the easiest, and one thing I almost forgot, is if you do buy my book, my webs, and I'll have her email that to you. My publisher has, if you buy my book and send them proof of purchase, you will get a free 12-recipe booklet about the unofficial entertaining with Aldi cookbooklet.
Mm-hmm.
That's free. And that you can get from ulyssespress.com.
Sounds like a bet. That sounds amazing. Jeanette, thank you so much for joining us. Much more success into 2021 and into us going into more more festivals, you know, getting back to some kind of normalcy. Fingers crossed. We'll see what happens. But I definitely appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do, you look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.